Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverenz. Here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning. 4 minutes after the hour, Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. You probably share stories with your kids about when you were a teenager. Think back to when you were 15. Would you have said yes the same way Mary, who was probably 15 when the angel Gabriel came to her? Would you be able to say yes? We'll talk about how you can say yes and how you have said yes in just a couple of moments. No strings attached, right? No strings attached. Yeah, that's the catch there, right? How many times does somebody give you a gift? It's a great gift. And they say, absolutely no strings attached. And you go, come on. Well, that's the gift that God's given me is you, too. His unconditional love with no strings attached. How to keep that mindset. We've got the spiritual direction from Father Joe D'Amico coming up in just a couple of moments. And also a very different Christmas in a COVID-19 world. And maybe it's a blessing. We'll explain in this hour of Morning Air. But as we start this brand new day, we begin in prayer. And we invite you to join us for the morning offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 5 after the hour now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Yeah, no strings attached. How many times have somebody said, yeah, no, you can have it. No strings attached. You raise your eyebrow and you just say, wait a minute, there's got to be a catch here. But no strings attached. That's when Mary said yes. That's her fiat. No strings attached. Father Joe D'Amico is here now to help you and me with our own fiat and how you and I can say yes to God today and every day moving forward. Father Joe is a member of our faith family here on Morning Air, the pastor of St. Anastasia Parish in Teaneck, New Jersey, and the Archdiocesan Director of Prison Ministry in the Archdiocese of Newark. Father, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, John. How are you?
We're blessed to have you on, as always. I stopped to think when I'm 15 years old. My goodness, I couldn't get out of my own way, let alone to give the same yes that a teenage Mary did.
It's incredible. And yeah, there are cultural differences between today's teenagers and even when I was a teenager, not to mention a younger teenager 2,000 years ago. And I love the Annunciation. I love the Blessed Mother, and I say very proudly any chance I get, she is the woman in my life. She's has brought me so many graces and brought me so close to her Son. So this just yesterday, reflecting on the gospel story of the Annunciation in preparation for Christmas, it just brought home to me very, very clearly how what a wonderful example of faith Mary is right from the very beginning, you know, that she says yes. And a yes with no strings attached, I think, is something that's very, very much needed in our society and culture today. Because when Mary wasn't asked a question, but what she did was she consented. She agreed, she acquiesced her will to the will of God. And that's a beautiful thing. And in essence, what she's saying, as we would say today, it's, may your will be done, not my will be done. And, you know, we pray that in the Our Father, and we see that in the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And just think of how Mary's life was turned upside down, how Mary's life was turned inside out with the visit from the angel. And to have the example of saying yes, as you say, not yes, as I say, I think is a powerful witness and a powerful example. Mary is the first disciple, and she is the perfect disciple of our Lord.
Is perhaps one of the blessings that has come out of the cross of the pandemic. And as we have this conversation, there's some new vaccine hope this morning because 6 million doses of the Moderna vaccine are ready to ship for emergency authorization, that perhaps as we look back at a very challenging 2020, it's an opportunity to just say yes to God, to put our complete trust in Him more now than ever before, as we've just kind of been almost navel-gazing over the last 10 months, just kind of collapsing into ourselves in our own homes, just kind of quarantining, but just giving it all to Him as we go into 2021.
That the visit from the angel Gabriel, Mary didn't hold back, but as the story and the dynamic, as the event unfolds, Mary did question the angel. She did say, how can this be? And yet she wasn't struck mute the way Zechariah was, as we heard about in I believe it was Saturday's gospel, when Zechariah was going into the temple to do his priestly duties and offer up the incense. the same Gabriel, the same angel, is sent to him. They both questioned the message of the angel, the birth of our Lord, the birth of St. John the Baptist. But yet there was something, unless such a sophisticated and high-ranking scripture scholar can dig so deep into the actual words and the vocabulary and the translations, I'm not that level. But what we're reading on the surface level is that they both had a visit from an angel. They were both given news. They both were given news that changed their lives. They both questioned, but yet why is Mary exonerated and why was Zechariah punished? Mm-hmm. Well, we just know that even though they both questioned, one doubted. Mary's faith was perfect. She didn't doubt. So what Mary teaches us, to your point, John, is so many uncertainties with the unfolding of the coronavirus, the vaccines, taking the vaccines, and so on and so on. It is okay to question, even in our prayer. And sometimes I think in our prayer, all we have is a question. And even if all we got, so to speak, is a question in our prayer, I mean, God will take that and bless it and multiply it. But Mary teaches us to question with faith, not like Zechariah, who questioned with doubt.
As we look at Mary's fiat, Father Joe D'Amico, and her yes, with no strings attached to God, you certainly had that moment when you said yes to God, your priestly calling. Do you have second thoughts? And for those of us who do have second thoughts when we make a major decision in our lives, of course, using the gifts of the Holy Spirit to make that decision, and you have second thoughts, is that okay?
Well, we can pick apart what second question, second doubts really mean, and mm-hmm. second thoughts, what all that really means. But I can share with you an example from my own life, and I take my fiat very seriously. I admire priests who stay in an assignment for a full term and so on, and even get renewed two or three times. By no choice of my own, I'm not one of those guys, and I've been very blessed, richly blessed by a variety of experiences. And what brought me here to St. Anastasia was one of those, doesn't happen too often, but the capital O, obedience assignment. So let's rewind the clock. It's early March 2019. I got a surprise call from our personnel director, and the Cardinal and his board had me in mind to come here for a variety of reasons. I wasn't even finished with my first term in my previous parish. And so I thought about it and prayed about it, and I was so inclined to say, no, you've asked me to take so many assignments and to move before the end of a term. You know, can I at least finish this term before you ask me to move again? That was my first reaction. But, you know, Mary taught me how to say yes without second questioning and to be true to my vows and my promise of obedience. Also that March, I was planning a parish trip and pilgrimage to Marian pilgrimage sites in Europe, Lourdes, Fatima, and everywhere between, beginning in Portugal and ending up in Paris, and so many Marian sites in between. We left when? March 25th. Does that ring a bell? The Feast of the Annunciation.
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots of prayer. I called the personnel director and I said, you know what, you want my answer when I come back from the pilgrimage, but I can't get on a plane visiting Marian pilgrimage sites on the day of her Annunciation and say, you know what, I don't feel comfortable with this. I'm going to throw, so to speak, the Hail Mary pass and say, you know what, I'm respectful of my obedience. And again, I wasn't asked a question. I was given a statement with a consent of my will to what was already supposed to be. And I didn't look back. And I've been richly blessed. And Mary taught me how to say yes with no strings attached. And the structure of our lives as priests and religious, our promise of obedience is also it's an act of freedom, that it's God's will be done. And I don't have to worry about, I gave my consent to that obedience and to that will, but my obedience is my freedom to serve wherever, however, whenever God sees fit.
How has the culture given us as Catholics a secular pass to say no instead of saying yes?
Your will be done. Do we say thy will be done? Or do we say my will
my
be
will
done?
Be. Good point.
And I think this this glorification of the human person, and we see it with the abortion culture, the culture of death, as St. John Paul II would say, I reign supreme. And this is always, I bring elements of this on the Feast of Christ the King. Who sits on the throne? Who's on the throne of my life?
Yeah.
Do I sit on the throne? Am I in charge or is God in charge? And I think all that comes into play. Mary knew that at 15, a young teenager, whatever the exact age was, she knew it. Her faith was perfect.
Father Joe D'Amico with us this morning here at 14 after on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And we're looking at Mary's fiat. Mary said yes, no strings attached to God's plan. When did you say yes? to God. We've all been in those situations where God has presented us with something and he wants us to say yes to him. When did you say yes? What happened? 888-914-9149 on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line at 888-914-9149. Father Joe, as we look to Mary in that beautiful gospel reading yesterday, three versions of the Annunciation we hear during different cycles in Advent. Yesterday's Luke's version of the Annunciation, we know that she is always there to help us with our yes. We've got a spiritual wing person. Mary's just ready anytime.
Yeah, I love that spiritual wing person. And again, right from the very beginning, it's and why? And the Annunciation tells us Mary was identified by Gabriel, not with her name. Again, as in the very beginning of that encounter, the angel doesn't say, as we say in the Hail Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace. He says, Hail, full of grace. It's almost as if it's her identity points to a greater reality and signifies something is really changing in this person. Later on, he does mention that Gabriel does mention the name of Mary, but not that initial encounter. You know, and so think of being how stunned Mary must have been at that young age, and but also how strong her faith was with the intervention of the angel, as opposed to Zechariah, a priest of the temple offering the incense in the sanctuary, who had a similar type of encounter, but yet whose faith was less than perfect and doubted. Mary knew.
And how many times do we see that depiction of the angel Gabriel and Mary? I call that the first selfie.
Yes.
Yeah. Really, know, but it's inspiration for us, right?
It is. And today's Monday, Joyful Mystery Day. So when I do my rosary, often with the Joyful Mysteries, and all we have is really art. Where was Mary when this encounter took place? What was she doing? Was she at prayer? Was she in a courtyard? Was she drawing water from a well? You know, we can only reflect on it and play with it in our imagination, but we really don't know. But I'm really curious, what was she doing during this holy encounter? And you know what? Somewhat of, I can't imagine it not being a frightening encounter.
Mm-hmm.
That a grown man, a priest of the covenant, was startled and stunned, rattled and stunned by the visit. And Mary said, Fiat voluntas Dei, your will be done. May God's will be done.
Right. And you know, we're obviously so focused on Mary's fiat as we talk about how Mary said yes at the moment of the Annunciation and how you may have said yes at some point in your life, 888-914-9149, is that we forget about Elizabeth. I mean, Elizabeth's the other part of the story here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and a great beneficiary to that holy encounter. And we know that Zechariah was struck down for a short period of time until the birth of his son, until he was able to say with his lips, his name is John.
Yeah.
And Mary, in her older years, she was able to conceive a son. The blessings that came forth from that, incredible.
What is your advice? Because I know you do a lot of spiritual direction. When you use this gospel, when you use the story of the Annunciation to, with someone who's in front of you thinking that God is not listening to their prayers, you know, that there is no hope. When you look at this beautiful message of Mary saying yes and entrusting everything to God, how do you get that message of entrusting everything to God to someone who thinks God's not listening to him or her?
Well, that person really does need to go into that discernment process with somewhat of a faith background and a hope. And again, and we've talked about this a couple of times, the symbol of hope, the Bible describes it as an anchor. And if your anchor is less than perfect or you're not anchored in God, it's going to be very hard to trust in God. Because hope, I think hope and trust go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, you asked me about my fiat on my ordination day and how that played out in a recent assignment change. But that's not just for clergy and religious. I mean, you have a fiat. You got up whatever time this morning in order to hit the phones to be on relevant radio. That's your fiat. That's part of your fiat. It's your ministry. It's your mission. I think of married couples, when they say yes in front of the altar, it's a yes that resembles the Virgin Mary's consent of her will to God through the angel Gabriel, in sickness and in health, richer or poorer, and so on and so on. So they, all throughout our lives, and every single day of our lives, there's a certain fiat that we need to constantly renew in our lives. And if we don't have that background of faith and prayer and spirituality, which Mary had, maybe Zechariah didn't have it or was less than perfect, but Mary had that, so Do I dare say it made it easier for her to say it? But we know Mary is coming from a background of faith.
Mary's yes with no strings attached to God. When did you say yes to God? No strings attached. 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Fred's in Maine this morning. Fred, good morning. When did you say yes to God? Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning. It was about 20 years ago, I'm guessing. And I had this good friend of mine that my wife wanted to take to the Boston area to have a particular charismatic Catholic priest pray over him. And I told her, well, go ahead and take him. And she said, well, I want you to come. And I said, well, I really don't feel like going, but in the end, I went. And the priest's name was Father Tom DiLorenzo out of Winthrop, Massachusetts. And he's, as I said, charismatic priest. And he said Mass, and afterwards he said, now we're going to praise and worship the Lord and see what the Holy Spirit wants to do. So my wife, being a convert, she's right up at the altar, and I went from the first pew in front of the first pew.
Yeah.
My friend Tom just sat there. And, you know, I've seen charismatic activity in the past. I've been very skeptical of it, and I started to pray, and then I heard this loud crack, and this woman went down in the spirit, so to speak.
Yep.
And Father Tom came over, checked her out, said, oh, she's okay. And I said, well, I'm going to pray with my eyes open. I don't want anybody falling into me.
Yeah.
And a few minutes later, I closed my eyes, and I emptied myself of everything possible, relationships, business, you name it. And for some reason, I was able to just focus on Christ. And I said a little prayer. I had my eyes closed and my hands, you know, out at my side. And I said these words exactly. I said, Jesus, I give my life to you fully. And at the very last syllable on the word fully, I felt this force come from the top straight down my body, and next thing you know, I was knocked on my butt.
Wow, that's incredible. But Fred brings up a good point, and with something that we have not discussed, or it's really kind of in the underlying the current of this conversation, is to let the Holy Spirit go to work in us, Father Joe.
Absolutely. And Fred, I think you're awesome. Thank you for sharing that story. I love Maine, by the way. And it's the faith and the trust level that goes hand in hand with the hope. And, you know, all these great virtues and all these great spiritual attributes, they're best friends that love to hang out together. And it all works so perfectly when they work well together.
Father Joe, thanks for leading us in the conversation. Father Joe D'Amico is the pastor of St. Anastasia in Teaneck, New Jersey, and the Archdiocesan Director of Prison Ministry in the Archdiocese of Newark. Have a very blessed Christmas, Father.
God bless, John. Take care.
25 after now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's the gift not available in any store, and you have it right now. We'll unwrap it next on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.